You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Tara Schmackel, Senior Director Consultant for Minnesota, and she also owns Integris Global. And you may recognize her name, for this is the second podcast that she is on. And I actually reached out to her both times. The first time was for the Introverted Networker. It was a request that we had that people wanted some content on. And I know Tara very well from conferences, so I thought, well, this will be a perfect topic for her. But this one was an audio that is on BNI University. And UK Ireland just recently had their conference, and they put that audio out there. And ironically, this was the first one I listened to. And as she was going through what she will call the four doors, I'm just thinking, man, this is great content for members to hear, even though the presentation was kind of driven towards directors. So, Tara, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, fantastic. And according to your Facebook post about 30 minutes ago, not just great, but like super great.
I'm feeling super great. I don't know what's changed, but today feels like it's a new one, you know?
Well, I'm going to plug that it's because you were looking forward to us doing this podcast. I think that was that.
That is probably the anticipation was getting the best of me. So that's probably it.
Well, thanks. Okay, so let's dig in here. So we've got kind of four points that we're going to go through. We'll expand a little bit on them, and then we'll talk about the master key at the end here. So Tara, go ahead, take it away, and let's dig into that first door.
Well, the first door that we have is basically increased business. We all apply to BNI because we want more business, and that's exactly what happens.
We have this slide that we use often in trainings, and it's called the RISE slide, and it says why people join BNI and why people stay. And people join BNI to increase their business. I mean, I would be shocked to meet any visitor that says, oh, you guys passed referrals? I didn't even notice that part. And that's why they applied. But I think it's a reality of when you join BNI, you do expect that increased business, but there's so much more that can go into it. And what I love about this is we're actually going to focus on ways that you can increase that business by using some of the other doors. So what's that next opportunity then?
Exactly. Well, and I just want to say too, with that increased business, it all comes back to BCP. Which we can talk about. I'm sure you've done lots of podcasts about them already, you know, and that's a really good way that we do that. But yes, the next door is building our network. And there's so many opportunities that we have to build our network, whether it's the people in the room in the chapter or visitors that come in the door, they're looking to grow their business as well. And so being able to help expand our network with expanding their network, it's just a win-win. And there's so many opportunities we have, like even just the trainings that we can go to. We meet new people, roundtables that are hosted within our regions, you know, more ways to meet people and expand that network. So it's really cool.
So two parts on that. The story, when she did this presentation in UK, she actually had directors come up and share some of their experiences. Just if you can kind of briefly share the story that was told on this one, because it was a visitor that ended up helping the member, if I'm correct, right? He got the connection to, he would ask for this referral every single week. I kind of felt to annoy his chapter a little, to be honest. And a visitor said, well, what do you want to talk to this person for? Because I can make that connection. And I think within a few weeks after that, they had a meeting set up and he ended up doing tickets for, I believe, football games.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Neil did a great job. He just got it. And now he does a great business. And you guys can look at him on Facebook. He's Neil Giller. He's a good guy. But yeah, I think it's a football team.
Soccer for all of us in America here.
I'm thinking it could be rugby as well. I don't know their teams, but he was pretty chuffed about having, you know, that type of a caliber of business.
And we need to remember that visitors are more an opportunity than just growing your chapter. Visitors bring value. They bring excitement. There's opportunities that they will do business with members in the chapter. And I always say, if you bring a visitor that ends up asking another member to do business with them, I mean, that's in my opinion, better than a written referral because you have a live person meeting them. And like you said, in the VCP process, the visibility, credibility, profitability, you knock it all out in 90 minutes by introducing them at the beginning of the meeting.
Exactly. And what a cool way to make that introduction. It just makes such a huge difference. It involves all of your senses and suddenly then it becomes a reality. So I love being able to do that. The other thing that I think is really cool about building that network is that we have opportunities to go beyond our chapter. You know, we can, if we're traveling, we can look up people in other cities or countries and ask them, you know, for a one-to-one or, you know, just recommendations for people that we know. There's just such a variety of ways that we can build our network, but also have benefits because of that. I have an aunt. I live in Minnesota, but I have an aunt who lives in Florida, and it's very easy to go on to BNI Connect and find a florist if I want to send her flowers. You know, it just works. So really, really cool stuff that we have available to us just if we take the time to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and for the listeners, if you've never thought to visit a meeting when you're traveling, a BNI meeting, I highly recommend it. I had the opportunity, we went to Iowa Adventureland. It's this little theme park out there. And there was actually a member that runs the hotel. He was in BNI, so I got connected with him through a director in Des Moines area. And he goes, well, if you're going to be here on Thursday, why don't you just come to our meeting? I would love to. So I went, I got to do the education, which was really cool. And I just the feedback and getting to meet those other people. I mean, it's amazing how you can expect. And I've sent him, I think, 3 or 4 referrals since then, just because it was such a great experience I had with the hotel and then the adventure park that it was an easy referral by all means.
Yeah, it is really cool. Dr. Meisner talks about, you know, no matter where you go, you can follow the agenda no matter what language it is. And I've actually been able to have the privilege to do that. And I went to a meeting in Paris. And, you know, it was the most cool experience. I could not understand a word. There's a whole other story that goes with it. But it was absolutely amazing to sit there and know, that's the education moment. Oh, they're doing the feature presentation. Oh, this is the VP report. You know, you just know because the agenda is the same no matter where you go. And yes, those relationships are fantastic.
So speaking of those relationships, what's behind door number 3?
We have stronger, deeper relationships that are built on trust. And, you know, the friendships that we get from our relationships in BNI are really cool. I feel like I've known you forever, Brandon.
I agree.
You know, I look forward to seeing you, you know, when we get to see each other in person, but, you know, seeing each other on Facebook and stuff, you know, it's just really cool. You know, occasionally we'll send messages to each other or be able to help each other with things. Mm-hmm. And I know that if I reach out to you, I trust that you'll be able to help me or my friend or my fellow director or whatever it is with anything. I absolutely have implicit trust in that relationship. So, we have that opportunity right within our chapters, you know, and where else could we refer? I mean, that's actually the reason that I became a member of BNI. I had business, but I was tired of referring my clients to people who were not taking care of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had an interior design business and these people would come in and they'd overprice or they'd underprice, which the underprice is fine, but then they'd leave a mess. And, you know, it turned into a wreck. Well, this way, we can trust that these people that we're connected with in our network will take care of our relationships and those clients or prospects or even our family. So it's a cool thing.
And I want to take an opportunity to kind of throw out something that I tell a lot of newer members when they ask me the classic question, can I visit other chapters? And it's good to visit those other chapters. It's good to go to social events. We just did a speed networking event and baseball not too long ago. It was awesome. Cool. Everybody was excited to make those connections. But offer to sub. Yes. Go be a sub in a chapter. My whole reason on this is you knock out two things. One, you're getting credibility with another member in another chapter. You're building that relationship and you're building that trust. But two, you're now building your visibility with another chapter based upon helping another member. Not coming in there, and even with the best intentions, someone could get the impression that you're there just to get more referrals for you personally. And sure, if that's your goal, it's BNI. Expand your network like we talked about. But really, if you can go in there as a sub, you're gaining that visibility in a positive way. You're gaining that credibility in a positive way. And you're more likely to get that profitability. But of course, if you sub for one person, the chances of subbing for somebody else down the road are probably pretty great. We all love subs. We love the opportunity for people to help us, especially in kind of short notice situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And those one-to-ones that you have with those people help build that trust rather than just coming and showing up for 90 minutes. Going beyond that is really going to build those solid relationships so that your network is truly expanded and has a depth to it rather than just being broad.
I love that. All right, final door. And by the way, I don't think I specified. In her presentation, she explained the game show. Oh, shoot, what was the game show?
Oh, it's Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal. And so she talked about the trading in for what's behind door number one, two, three, or four. So that's why we're doing doors, just to be very clear. Okay, so what's behind door number four?
Door number four is educational opportunities, and we have so many opportunities. Just this podcast alone, you know, we have SuccessNet, we have a member success program, we have our advanced trainings that our regions do. We have an education moment every single week, and not only that, one of my favorites is, no matter how long we've been a member, if it's been a year, we have heard a little bit about a whole bunch of businesses to the point where we can speak with an education, you know, a slight educated level about any type of a profession, just enough to get that referral to that person.
Right.
So we hear of something, we're like, oh, I've heard a weekly presentation about that or a feature presentation. And so it allows us, again, coming back to giving, it allows us to help people. And we have that structured process so that we can grow, you know, our business by those educational opportunities. And it's phenomenal, the education that we have.
This is funny. I was going to go down a different path of being a university and don't get overwhelmed and all this. But no. I like your attitude on it because I just realized something. In networking situations, it seems to be no matter what profession I meet, I'm able to ask them kind of those basic top questions that show I have some knowledge, not an expert, but some. Lawyers, a great example. The first question that I always ask a lawyer is, so what do you specialize in?
Exactly.
Because I think what they deal with a lot is, oh, I'm a lawyer. And instantly people just assume, well, you're a lawyer, so you do everything. And maybe you've heard a couple of lawyer jokes that are inappropriate or things on those lines. But when you ask them, what do you specialize in? And they say, oh, well, I'm an estate planning attorney. I'm sorry, that's not dealing with DUIs. That's a very different style of lawyer. And they have a totally different day in court and things like that. So I think you gain instant credibility when you have that minimal knowledge. And then, not that I name drop, I try not to, but even saying, I'm going to use Edward Jones as an example here. The Edward Jones circuit, if you say, well, I know so-and-so, they were in my chapter. I know so-and-so, they're in my chapter. Usually it's an instant, oh yeah, I trained with them. Or we went to a convention together, something like that. And it's once again, getting those relationship building, which I think is very important. So I love your outlook on the education opportunity being in the weekly presentations and those feature presentations. You're prepared more to go out and network, expand your business, and gain better credibility in a more public setting just based upon what you've learned in your chapter. But of course, please listen to more podcasts, get on BNI University, give yourself those credit in the CUs. So those are all important.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities, so for sure.
Cool. So the master key.
The master key. It's so simple. We don't have to choose door number one or two or three or four or even, two of them. We can have all of them just by being a member and taking advantage of it. The keys are there if we take them. They're sitting right there on the table. As soon as you become inducted in as a member, they're right there. We just have to grab the key and try the door, and it will work. It will work, and I guarantee that if you put everything into it and look at it as not just a networking organization that will help you grow your business, but if you truly look at it as part of your business, part of your marketing, it will give you exactly the return on investment that you're looking for and then some.
So I'm going to twist that just a little into a story that a member shared with me. He talked about why, he was really kind of just talking about why he stays in BNI. And to make a long story short, he closed with, but when I look at my renewal, the one question I ask myself is, what will I do personally consistently to work on my business and work in my business?
Yes.
And he goes, BNI is the answer every single time, and I send my renewal in. And it should be very obvious to work on your business and in your business, that is not just bringing in clients. There's so much more that we have to do to make our businesses successful. And by using these four doors and then the master key to open them, it's more than just bringing in clients. You are building rapport with multiple different businesses, with business professionals, business owners. You're gaining that visibility. You're gaining that credibility. And I think even profitability isn't always in dollar signs. I think there's many.
I totally agree with you.
So that's why I wanted to have you on today. Thank you so much for sharing those four doors or four points. And I love the master key idea. We all have it. Just go open those doors. Go take advantage. And just like the game show, you will not find a goat eating grass behind the doors. You will actually find these four things that we talked about.
So. Yeah. No tricks.
Well, Tara, I always give an opportunity. Is there any final words, final thoughts you'd like to throw out there to the listeners?
You know what? I just want to just reiterate what we just said. The opportunities that we have are abundant, and it's up to us if we're going to take them. The words that I live by, it's what you do next that counts. And if you haven't been taking advantage of it, start today. Start right now, because it'll make a difference.
Great words of wisdom. That's awesome.
I know.
And for our listeners, this is a reminder that these podcasts are meant for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to get that in the future. Tara, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brandon. It's always nice to be with you.
And I look forward to talking to the rest of you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.